let's turn our attention now to another dynamic process, nutrient cycling. Nutrient cycling allows elements in the environment to be accumulated and redistributed. And when I refer to nutrients, I'm talking about mineral nutrients, the elements necessary for growth. In plants, these are the major elements obtained from soil that are needed to build biological macromolecules, including the machinery necessary for photosynthesis and for carbon assimilation. Carbon and the sugars derived from it are obtained through the process of photosynthesis, so I'm not including them in my discussion of nutrient cycling. The essential nutrients for plant growth are nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, sulfur, calcium, and magnesium. Nutrients needed in smaller amounts, known as micronutrients, include iron and the others listed here. See if you can recognize them from their periodic table notation. Most plants take up nutrients from the soil, where they dissolve in soil water and enter the plant through the root. As the pie chart shows, soil is made up of about 45% mineral particles, with sizes ranging from large sand particles to silt to tiny clay particles. The first source of nutrients in soil is the inherent fertility in these mineral particles that make it up. The inherent fertility depends on the parent material the soil was derived from, so for example, if it's sedimentary soil or volcanic in origin. Most of the rest of soil is pore space between these mineral particles, and these pore spaces are either filled with water or air, depending on the moisture content of the soil. Only about 5% of soil is organic matter, both living and dead, comprised of decomposed organic matter or humus, along with living roots and soil organisms. The decomposition of organic matter is the second main source of nutrients in soil. The total fertility of soil is thus the sum of the mineral nutrients and the nutrients in the organic matter.